Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 2, Mishnah 9. Today's Mishnah is in honor of the upcoming wedding of my oldest son Yisachar. May the young couple build a Bayis Lahem B'Yisrael, a Torah true home. The Mishnah says, HaMekadesh Ba'arla, one who betroths a woman using Arla. Arla are fruits of a tree that's planted. The first 3 years, it is prohibited to use the fruits. You can't eat them. You can't even derive benefit. But a fellow uses those fruits to betroth the woman. B'char Aniskal. Or he uses an ox that is awaiting capital punishment. If an ox gores someone and kills them, we give it skila, we give it capital punishment, and it's usher and hana, it's prohibited to derive benefit. The fellow uses this to betroth the woman. Or he uses a calf that was killed. This is talking about a situation where we find a dead body that was murdered between two cities. We're not sure who murdered him. So we measure to each of the two cities, whichever city is closer, the elders come out, and there's a whole atonement process that they have to do, where eventually they kill a calf and in a valley nearby, and that atones for the fact that somebody was murdered in their territory. Bitzipare mitzera, in the birds of a mitzera. Mitzera is a leper, a person who has spiritual leprosy, usually the punishment for speaking lashon hara, evil gossip, or something similar. And then as part of his atonement process, he brings two tziparim, he brings two birds. The halacha is those birds, after they're slaughtered, one of them is slaughtered, then both of them are prohibited to derive benefit. Someone used those to betroth the woman. Ubesar nazir, a person used the hair of a nazir. A nazir, a fellow who takes a Nazirite vow, has to shave all his hair when he concludes the period of the vow. And it's prohibited to derive benefit from that hair, which is eventually burnt, but this fellow used it. Ubepeter chamor, or if a person used a firstborn donkey has to be redeemed by with a sheep, but a fellow didn't, and it's asr and hana, it's prohibited to derive benefit from it, and someone used that to be mekadesh a woman. Or someone used milk and meat together. We know that if milk and meat are cooked together, not only are they prohibited to be eaten, they're also asr and benefit, prohibited to derive benefit. Or if a person took a regular animal, not a consecrated holy animal, a karban, and he slaughtered that in the azar, in the court of the Beis HaMikdash, again, prohibited to derive benefit. On all the aforementioned cases, the Kedushin does not work, the betrothal does not work, because since these objects are usher and hanar, they're prohibited to derive benefits, they're not considered, they have no value to them. However, says the Mishnah Mecharon, let's say somebody violated the prohibition of deriving benefit and they sold them. So someone sold, for example, fruits of Arla, fruits of the first three years of a tree, to a non-Jew, and then the non-Jew paid him the Kiddush B'dmeim and he used the money now to be mekadesh to betroth the woman, says the Mishnah Mekudeshes. In that situation, the Kedushin does work because we say that the money doesn't get the prohibition, the prohibited status. It remains on the object and not the money, and therefore the money is considered his. If the money is his, it works, and the Kedushin would work as well. Have a beautiful upcoming day and an amazing upcoming week.